There's something rather unusual about John Brown. He loved black people. And there were many people in the abolitionist movement who were against the spread of the institution, but were not for black folks.
Even today, John Brown is often reviled as a madman in much of the historical literature. But he is very dear to African Americans, says Professor Bill Sales, because he willingly died for their liberation and believed in their full and equal citizenship. John Brown and his sons believed that slaves needed to be freed, even if it meant killing the defenders of slavery.
Because John Brown went down there, Kansas came into the United States as a free state. He slowed down the process by which Kansas was about to be engulfed by pro-slavery sentiment.
Bill Sales points out that many abolitionist supporters of Abraham Lincoln did not want blacks to be slaves, but also opposed their presence among them.
They were afraid of the economic competition of free black labor. So it was possible somebody to be anti-slavery, but at the same time to be a racist.
Today, the military role John Brown played in keeping Kansas a free state against the Missouri border ruffians has long been established, but few know that he was part of a tradition which includes the Haitian Revolution and Nat Turner.
Martin Delaney, the father of black nationalism, wrote a novel in 1852. The first political novel written by an African American is called Blake or the Huts of America. And its main character organizes a slave rebellion in the South that leads to the emergence of an independent state built by ex-slaves. John Brown is in the tradition of what Herbert Aptheker called anti-racism.
The question of whether violence can be justified in the name of peace and justice is timeless. And Dr. King addressed it with these words.
The principle of self-defense, even involving weapons and bloodshed, has never been condemned, even by Gandhi, who sanctioned it for those unable to master pure nonviolence.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.